24 hours and two of the most horrible bus rides that you could ever imagine, crossing the border from Nepal over into India. We arrived in the city, the holy city of Varanasi, located on the banks of the Ganges River. For the past 6 or so weeks, we've been trekking around the Annapurna region of Nepal, around 29,000 foot peaks, eating a lot of dal and rice, and of course, battling the occasional intestinal distress that comes along with that. As we stepped off the bus, we had to make a decision. So of course, I took out my Bible. Lonely Planet, India. Not really sure where we were heading at that moment. I took a look through the various different options and we decided on Hotel Yogi. When you're traveling on a budget, you have to make a lot of decisions that come down to the price. We could have paid 40 cents for a rickshaw to take us there, or we could throw our backpacks on and walk an hour. Of course, we chose the latter. Walking through the streets of Varanasi, we arrive at our hotel of choice. Because it had been mentioned in Lonely Planet, there was no longer just Hotel Yogi, but next to that was the new Hotel Yogi, and next to that was Yogi Hotel. So we just went in the middle one, walked up. I took out my passport, handed it across the counter to the gentleman at the reception. I love that passport. It was my first passport. I had just gotten it a year before at the age of 26. Prior to that, I'd never even traveled outside the US, obviously, and not very much outside of the state of Kansas. In the last year since I'd gotten at the age of 26, I had traveled for the last 8 months in various parts of Asia, Central America, and South America. So I loved those stamps. There were oval ones. There were rectangles. Some were even triangles, those exit and entry stamps. Some were blue. Some were black. Even a red one. I loved the visas that were stamped inside the pages, that were stapled inside the pages. Even though they were completely indecipherable to me, all I could see was my name, and I knew that I was good for a good 6 months in that country. One of the things I loved about travel was meeting all the various people, not only within the country in which we were traveling, but other travelers. Backpackers tend to stick together. Because we're traveling on a budget, we always ate with other people and met other people. So sitting around various dining assortments in our hostel, they weren't hotels. There were always three questions that everybody asked and then answered. One, where have you been? Two, where are you going? And three, where are you from? I love the first one because I was so young and new to this. I love talking about where I'd been. I love talking about the various other places that I was going to be going to. I didn't so much like the third question. Where are you from? So Melissa, my wife, would always, I'm from Oregon. Immediately, the conversation would go for 5 to 10 minutes because Oregon's an awesome place. Let's just do that, right? Even if you weren't there, people knew that it was a cool place. Eventually, the question would be asked, where are you from? Kansas. It wasn't a laugh. It was a long pause. I'd gotten used to this over the last several months, so I just waited. After about 5 or 6 or 7 seconds, most of the time the response was, Kansas. Not really sure why. Not really sure knowing what to say in response to that, I just kind of left it out there in the air to be kind of moving around. And within the next 10 seconds, most common next response was, you're not in Kansas anymore. So I take my backpack off. I leave it in our little room. It's around the holidays. It's been several months since I reached out to my mom in Kansas. And I thought I need to call and contact and phone home. So I head out to the nearest international phone service, because this is in the early 90s, there's not cell phones, you have to go to a place. And on the way there, I stumble upon the ghats. The ghats are these steps that lead down to the Ganges River. And this is the holy river of the Hindu religion. And within a few minutes, I'm essentially in shock that I noticed all these fires that are taking place all along the river. Small little fires, can't make out what's inside those fires, but immediately I realize these are humans that are being burned in a pile. Because it's the holy river, people from all over India brought their loved ones to be cremated there and eventually then put into the river with the hope that they will eventually come back as a second reincarnate. I walk away from there after looking at various arms of people floating in the river while people are brushing their teeth next to them and doing their laundry. With the overall sense of smell and stench that's going on, I find myself in this somewhat serene little environment, this quiet place, and I dial the 17 or so numbers, and my mom answers the phone within about 45 seconds. As much as I really wanted to explain and have my mom understand where I had been and where I was, she just couldn't really relate. She'd never been out of the United States. She'd barely been out of Kansas. So after several minutes, the conversation invariably leads to the weather in Kansas. And when we say the weather in Kansas, what essentially we're talking about is the wind. The wind blows there, fun fact, more than the windy city of Dodge City, Kansas, in Dodge City, Kansas. So, invariably we talk about the wind, we talk about various relatives. Of course, it always goes to my Aunt Lucy's hip. We say goodbye, happy holidays, and then I walk out the door, and I'm in this environment in which there is a cow literally sitting in the middle of the road. I walk around the cow. I walk down the street a little further. There's a sadhu sitting in a loincloth, his painted face. His body is painted. As I turn the corner, there are monkeys swinging from the lines, and I realize why the power is never really working in this city. As I'm living in this dual reality, reflecting upon this conversation with my mom, and as I'm conversation with my mom, almost went wrong, and where I am amidst amongst all this chaos, the words of Dorothy come back to me. Todd,
you're not in Kansas.